From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, North Korea said it successfully conducted a missile test on Sunday, supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. UN Security Council scheduled to meet on Tuesday to talk about all of this. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, appearing on the ABC program this week, said the pressure on the North Korean leader will increase.
What we're going to do is continue to tighten the screws. He feels it. He absolutely feels it. And we're going to continue, whether it's sanctions, whether it's press statements. What we do know is the international community is concerned. It's not just us against them anymore. Now you're going to see the entire international community isolate North Korea and let them know this is not acceptable.
Haley also said such behavior is not the way to earn a meeting with President Trump, who had earlier indicated a willingness to meet with Kim. A cyber attack that's already taken over computers in 150 countries could spread further today as people return for the start of a new work week and use computers that might not have been updated. Mark Weatherford is a chief cyber strategist for the data security company VArmy.
This has been one of the challenges that we in the industry have faced for decades, really, and that is as updates and patches are released by the software vendors, the expectation is that these will be deployed as quickly as possible. But it isn't always that easy. I mean, there's a lot of testing that typically has to be done.
Microsoft called the attack a wake-up for the governments not to store malware that may be stolen. The company believes it's from the U.S. government's National Security Agency. Our militias targeting Muslims in a remote Central African town killed at least 30 civilians and six UN peacekeepers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is outraged. This is VOA News.